Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Rabb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hernandez, and towards Chapman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Backman steals second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Backman steals third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brenly. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Brenly steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive towards third. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-1 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Cid Fernandez. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to third. Backman moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabb moves to third. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. LeMaster moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Rabb scores. LeMaster moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Heap moves to third. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heap scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Giants. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Fitzgerald scores. Backman moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Mets. Bob Lacey now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Brent Gaff now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks moves to third. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Brooks scores. Heap moves to second. It's 7-5, Mets. Brent Gaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to third for the out. Fitzgerald moves to second. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Richards pinch hits for Bob Lacey. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks is walked intentionally. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Strawberry moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-5, Mets. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaff fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Brent Gaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaff is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaff hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly moves to second. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rabb takes first base on ball 4. Brenly moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mark Davis. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brenly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, Mets. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Giants 6. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Gomez now catching. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brooks is hit by the pitch. Hernandez moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.